It is in my heart in these days to take us in a strange and mysterious direction. Maybe a direction you've not been before, maybe hadn't been there in a while, I don't know. I want to use as my springboard, I dare not say a jumping off place, two little phrases out of Hebrews chapter 11. And use them as sort of the foundation of the direction I'd like to take us in these days. One of the phrases is in verse 1 of chapter 11. The writer of Hebrews says, now faith is the substance. The writer of Hebrews said that faith is a substance. I was studying the word substance, and one of the word studies, Greek word studies, said that the word substance is a mysterious thing that causes one to abide in a fixed relationship under a new master. It's a mysterious thing. You can't see it, but just all of a sudden you just got this strange desire to get fixed and abide there, never to move again under a new master. That's the phrase. Another little phrase in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6, it says, but without this mysterious thing that causes you to bow in a fixed relationship, you're not calling the shots anymore. It's always, yes, sir. Without this faith, it is impossible. No way could you ever please God unless there's been a relationship with this mysterious thing. As I begin to study this faith, how God would begin this mysterious thing of faith in your life, how He would continue it and conclude it, I found in my study that He would use our five senses. And so it is in these days, I would like to preach on our five senses. Because the five senses that we've got physically, you've got those same five senses spiritually. You remember the rich man that died and went to hell? His body was in the grave. But whatever that was in hell, it had all the same five senses. It could see, it could hear, it could taste, it could touch. It had knowledge. So you've got all the same five senses spiritual that you've got physically. So I'd like to preach in these services, if I could, on sensing God with our senses. Or if you just want to concise it, God consciousness. If you've ever come in contact with this mysterious substance called faith, and it's caused you to bow in a fixed relationship under a new master, He will begin, continue, and conclude this operation through your five senses. And I want to begin this morning looking at our sense of hearing. And I want us to look this morning at the commencement of our faith. This mysterious thing will always begin with God giving you the ability to hear Him. I'm not talking about a profession or a prayer or a baptism. I'm not talking about joining a church. I'm talking about, does God talk to you? If He doesn't, there has never been the commencement of this mysterious thing called faith. It's impossible. There's no way you could ever please God. It'd be impossible. Lesson, He's given you ears to hear. All faith, this mysterious thing, begins with God giving you the ability to hear. Now, if you've got your Bible, if nothing else, this study, these six services, will be a good Bible drill, because we'll just go all over the Bible. So if you don't get anything else out of this, these messages, you'll at least find some different passages in the Bible that maybe you've never been to before. We want to begin this morning in Matthew chapter number 11. And I want to begin this morning with the standard, because what we're going to do this morning, right here, all the way back, cross over, come back up here, me included, preacher, all the way back. Our question for ourselves, not for the one beside you, because you can't tell if she can or not. We're just talking about you. We're just talking about me. Does God talk to me? Because that's the question, because you're never going to get in heaven. Now, you say, preacher, I've been saved. I prayed the sinner's prayer. Hell, a big full of people did that. The question is, does God talk to you? I don't care if you're this big. I don't care if you're that big. Does God talk to you? If he doesn't, no faith. I want us to begin at the standard of spiritual hearing. And the standard is the conveyance of the ears. Ears. Yes. Matthew chapter number 11 and verse number 15, the Bible says this, Jesus speaking, red letters, he that hath ears, to hear, let him hear. Hear eight times in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, eight times Jesus said, he that hath ears, let him hear. There must be a time when God gave you the ability to hear him speak. He gave you ears here, and that he talks to you. He must give you the ability to hear. Now, I came across something very interesting, because I have done this study for several months, but just this week it dawned on me. In Revelations chapter 2 and 3, when he speaks to the seven churches, he said, he that hath an ear, one ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. So he begins now at the standard now of spiritual hearing. He says it begins with God giving you ears, the ability to hear. But he says as it progresses, you're part of the church. He said you'll have an ear, an undivided attention for what the Spirit saith unto the church. How does God speak to the church? Mouthpiece. Horse's mouth. You'll have a great love for your Bible. I notice a lot of you don't even have the mouthpiece with you this morning. Ruh-roh. Hello. Some of you are doing share a Bible. I wouldn't even let him look at it. Huh? Let him get his own mouthpiece. He'll want to get his own mouthpiece if he's ever come in contact with this mysterious thing called faith. Let the kids get their own mouthpiece if they've ever come in contact with this thing called faith. I was noticing in this standard of hearing, the conveyance of the ears, if you've got your Bible there, Romans chapter number 11. This was interesting to me. Did you know that you don't get to decide whether you get ears or not? Oh no, you don't get to decide that. He decides it for you. He decides who gets ears and who don't. You remember when you used to join the Mouseketeer Club? You was not a full-fledged member until they sent you ears. Then you could sing, am I thick? Hey, he's real. You cannot be a legitimate bowing in a fixed relationship unless you got your ears. He decides who gets ears and who don't. It's not in your profession, your little prayer. Oh, no. It's in him deciding whether you get ears or not. Look at Romans chapter number 11 and verse number 8. According as it is written, God hath given to them a spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. He decided who didn't get them, and he decided who did get them. So if God talks to you this morning, you ought to be up shouting because at some time or another, he decided to give them to you. Well, nothing you did. Can't stand up right over here. Well, how about pray my little prayer? Oh, he got nothing to do with that. Got to do with him giving you ears to hear. Huh? Old B.B. Caldwell said, he that truly hears the gospel will be saved. He said, all that truly hear the gospel, what truly hears the gospel, shall be saved. You'll never get saved if God gives you ears to hear it. Huh? I love my good old preacher friend up in Asheville, Larry Sprouse. Some time ago, he had an old boy get saved at his church. Son, that old boy come up a crying and a shouting. Larry said he grabbed him and shook old Larry. He said, I believe that's the greatest sermon I ever heard you preach, preacher. Larry said, I grabbed him by the arms and shook him. He says, I want you to know that's the only sermon you've ever heard.
Right.
You talk about people in church, you said, they've sat there all their life and heard good preaching. How come they ain't got saved? They ain't never heard it. You can't hear it till he decides to give you ears to hear it. Some of you have been sitting here for years. You've heard it all, but you ain't never heard it. Because it ain't never caused you to bow in a fixed relationship under a new master and say, I, Captain. You know, I never knew I couldn't hear until he had already given me ears to hear. And then I realized, man, I was deaf and dumb. I couldn't hear God at all. I'm talking about the standard of spiritual hearing. There's a conveyance of ears. If you've got your Bible there, Matthew's Gospel chapter number 13. Not only is there the conveyance of the ears, but there is the creator of the ears. The creator of the ears. Solomon said in Proverbs that the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made them both. Both your physical ears and your spiritual ears. God decides who gets them, who don't. He's the creator of them. The hearing ear, spiritually and physically, is the center of all your balance. You'll not be balanced physically. You'll not be balanced spiritually unless he gives you ears to hear. It is that which keeps us steady as we stand, as we sit. The ear is a mysterious thing. Sounds go in my ears. And they wave and vibrate off of a bone. That vibration goes over a pool of fluids and then goes to my brain and says, I heard a word. So it is with this mysterious thing called faith. God spoke from the ages beyond and spoke my hearing into existence, I immediately woke up and said, yes, Lord, speak. I'm listening. It's conveyed in this Matthew portion of Scripture, Matthew chapter number 13. And verse number 15, the text says this: "For this people's heart is waxed gross. Their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed, happy, extremely, ecstatic is the word." Are your eyes, for they see, your ears, for they hear? If you're here this morning and you claim God talks to you, it ought to make you extremely ecstatic. Huh? What happens when you get around electricity? Static. Your hair? Same word. If he talks to you, it ought to make you ecstatic. Some of you, as I look at you, you don't look like you ever been ecstatic about nothing. Huh? Blessed is he that can hear, he that knows God. Could I move not only from the standard of spiritual hearing? What are we talking about now? We're talking about sensing God with my senses. God consciousness. I wouldn't ask you this morning to stand and tell us about when you got saved, all the little religiosity that we go through. I would ask you this morning, could you stand and tell us of a general time in your life when you first recognized that God could talk to you? You could hear him. Talking about hearing him up here? No! About hearing him down here. But I have heard him once or twice so loud down here I thought I was hearing him up there. Huh? He get loud sometimes. Move with me now, if you've got your Bible there. Romans chapter number 10. Let's look at the source of spiritual hearing. The source of spiritual, the conveyance. God creates the spiritual ear. He decides who gets it, who don't. If you've got it, if you've got spiritual, well, what in the world should it do to me? This is awful deep. I don't know if you can get it or not. If God talks to you, when he does talk to you, it ought to make you ecstatic. Huh? Are you listening to me? Now, look at the source of spiritual hearing. Romans chapter number 10. Oh, this is so good. I hate to even show it to you. Verse number 8. But what saith it? The word, the mouthpiece, your Bible. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of time out, hold on. What's that word mean? Faith. Oh, yeah. That's a mysterious thing. Can't see it. But for some odd reason, it makes people want to bow in a fixed relationship under a new master. Surely they wouldn't tell that new master that they wasn't going to go to his house tonight. That means all this crowd would be back here tonight if they have any faith. Because it's impossible to please God. And surely God wouldn't speak from heaven and say, "Hey, it's all right for you to stay home tonight." You won't ever hear that word. No, I never have. I have heard this one. "Crawl over there. You'll be all right when you get there. You'll get some help." I have heard that one. Huh? Hello. The source of spiritual hearing. Look at verse 17. "So then faith cometh by hearing." Hearing by the word of God. How does God speak to us? God speaks through impressions upon our heart. He speaks by making this book come alive. This is his mouthpiece. This is the horse's mouth. It matters not what I think. It matters not what your preacher thinks. It matters not what you think. What matters is what the horse's mouth says. It is the source of a word. God speaks through a word. Wouldn't it be wonderful if somebody here this week got a word from God and did something crazy like this? Got ecstatic. Maybe even while I was preaching, God said something to you. You can't control it no more. To get ecstatic. Word. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. He thought every word was important. If God just gave you a word this week, source of a word, you still got your Bible? We're talking about the source now. The source is a word. Acts chapter number 9. Not only is there the source of a word, but I want us to see the source of a working. And I want us to see this in Paul's conversion. I noticed this some time ago. Do you know what happened to me when I saw this in Paul's conversion? It's the craziest thing in the world. I got ecstatic. Excited. I said, man, I have never seen that before. It's wild. See, when you see something new in the Bible that some preacher didn't show it to you, you saw it for yourself. Static. Because you know God's speaking to you. He's talking to you. This is Paul's conversion. Acts chapter 9, verse number 7. The men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice. I was extremely interested in that little word, voice. There's two words used in Greek, the original text for the word voice. One is noise. One is audible words. Word for noise. Paul said that when God spoke to me that day on the road to Damascus, everybody that was with me said they heard a noise. Sound like a confusing noise. Still got your Bible there? Acts 22. Years later, Paul's giving his conversion story. He tell it everywhere he go. You know what? Paul was ecstatic about that day he got ears. You ever join the Mouseketeer Club? You're ecstatic about it. You're just liable to be down there at getting your gas and just tell the old gal, you say, you know, God talks to me. Oh, that'll pick the conversation right up. She'll look up from her cash register for sure. Huh? He does what? God talks to me. Look at Acts chapter number 22 and verse number 9. They that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice. Different word for voice. Audible words and a language. Paul said they heard a noise. I heard somebody talking. He said that day God gave me the ability to hear what he was saying. Wouldn't it be wonderful if maybe someone here this morning, you hear God for the first time? I believe with all my heart, if you hear him for the first time, you will not leave here this morning and go on your merry way. I guarantee if you hear him for the first time, you'll get ecstatic. Huh? Oh, gracious. You'll not be able to sit back there. You'll just have to come down here and share it with somebody. Be ecstatic. Because it'll be a word of salvation.
Oh, I think about it. If you're saved this morning, and maybe it's been a long time, God's not spoke. Maybe He would give you a word you could hold on. It would take you through the rough hours. That word would make you ecstatic this morning. God would speak. Peter said they had fished all night one night. Lord got in the boat. Told him to push out. He's going to do a little preaching. He told him, he said, let down your nets. Peter said, Lord, we fished all night. We ain't catch nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, we'll let down the nets. Oh, if it's God speaking. Preacher said this morning, we would want to do something that don't even make no sense to our senses. Huh? Oh, I was thinking about the old the nobleman's son. Said that he just believed his word. The centurion said he just believed a word. God spoke a word. He believed it. Oh, I'm talking about the source of spiritual hearing. Not being nosy. God forbid I'd be nosy. Does God talk to you? Do you remember the first time God ever talked to me? I don't know about you. For me, it was July the 14th, 1968. Sitting on a back pew, the fellow that's got on the sweater vest back there, I was sitting right there. And I had gone for no other reason but to make my mama happy. And I was planning, as soon as they said amen, I was out of there. Something happened back there on that back row. Something come out of the eternal ages. Spoke to my heart. There won't nobody around me heard nothing. There ain't nobody in that service moved but me. I'm coming down the aisle of hollering. I'm a going to hell if I don't get saved. I remember it clearly. God spoke to me and awakened me. Could I move further in our study if you've got your Bibles? Amos chapter number 8. Amos chapter number 8. If you can find Joel, take a right. Be it Amos. If you can find Obadiah, take a left. Be it Amos. Amos chapter 8. We've looked at the standard of spiritual hearing. He's the one that decides who gets ears and who don't. We've talked about the source. The source is a word. If! Preacher, how can I know if God's ever talked to me or not? You'll have a strange and mysterious love for the mouthpiece. There will not very many days ever go by in your daily living that you won't get in the mouthpiece. Because you know that that's where He could possibly do it again. You know, talk to you. And you get ecstatic. You remember when He's talked to you? Some of you have God talk to you, don't you? Don't you get ecstatic when He talks to you? Surely He don't talk to you and you do this. Huh? It's not very clear and obvious to me when He talks to me. I mean, it's just not every day, every hour, every moment. And I tell you, when I know He's talked to me, I get ecstatic. Huh? Blessed! He that hath eyes to see and he that hath ears to hear. Huh? He gets happy, he gets excited, ecstatic. Now, look at the scarceness of spiritual hearing. Amos chapter number 8. How come nobody's hearing anything from God much today? How often do y'all have services over here and nobody gets ecstatic? Simple. It's awful deep. I don't know if you can get it or not. God ain't talking. How come? It's awful deep. I don't know if you can get it or not. Because there ain't nobody listening. There ain't no need of Him talking if you ain't listening. This is what Amos says. Amos chapter 8 verse number 11. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. The little word hearing there is not the word for preaching, but it is the word for a supernatural speaking of God. Famine. God said, I ain't gonna talk. I ain't saying nothing. How come? He said, the last time I talked to you, you didn't get us at it. Watch the text. Look at verse 12. He said, and they shall wander from sea to sea, from north even to east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord. Oh, God, would you talk to us again? They'll go all over the world. They'll try the astrologers. They'll try this one. Why don't they come down to Baptist church? Why don't they want to come down to Baptist church? He ain't talking down there either. How come? Nobody listening. Can you imagine if you got a group like this together and they came over here this morning and they had one ear? We've come over here for one thing. We want to hear God speak. I'm going to tell you, he's going to talk. If you get a big crowd together wanting him to talk. Oh, he loves to talk if he knows somebody listen. If he knows for sure, if they hear him, they're going to get ecstatic. Oh, he'll speak. He said, for the most part, there'll be a famine not hearing the word. If you've got your Bible, we're talking about the scarceness of spiritual hearing. There'll be a famine of not hearing. How come God not talking? Simple. Ain't nobody listening. He'll speak. I tell you what, he'll come over to your house and make a special point to talk to you. If you get up in the morning and your heart's desire is, I'd like to hear God talk to me today. He will meet you there. Huh? Most of us are too busy for that. God, catch me on the way. Here I go. Oh, no. You listening to me? There's a famine of not hearing. 1 Samuel chapter number 28. Could I mention the fear of not hearing the word? The fear of not hearing. You say, preacher, tell you what, boy, I tell you, I know God talks to me. God has talked to me before. But I tell you, preacher, it seems like it's been a long time since I heard anything from God. Well, I tell you, preacher, it's been a long time when I just felt like God spoke to my heart. Great fear in that. What's our fear of? 1 Samuel chapter number 28. Because there's a reason why he hadn't been talking to you. The reason is you ain't even listening. Got no ear for him. Probably dull. Old James said, lay aside all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word of God. Do you know what that word superfluity is? That's a big old word. He said, lay aside all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word of God. What's that word superfluity mean? It is our little word for the wax in your ears. Clean your ears out so I can talk to you. You got your ears full of the world. He said, get you a spiritual Q-tip and wring them out so I can talk to you. You're listening to too much junk. I can't get in there. Well, what is the fear of God not talking to us? In 1 Samuel chapter 28 and verse number 6, the Bible says, and when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not. God quit speaking to Saul. What did he do? Verse number 7, then said Saul unto his servant, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit. Ruh-roh. Man, God wouldn't talk to Saul. He tried to talk to him before. Dull hearing. Saul didn't get ecstatic when God spoke to him. He said, I'll fix him. I just won't talk to him at all. Saul's got a jam. Man, Saul don't know what to do. What are you going to do? I go down there to fortune teller and see what she say. I'll start looking in my newspaper and see what the stargazers are saying. God ain't going to talk to me.
See, if God has quit talking to you today, there is no telling where you might go to get some direction. You may even call some of your nuthead friends and ask them what they think. Huh? What do you think about marriage and divorce? You've been married 7 times. Surely you know something about it. Me and my wife ain't getting along. Huh? Yeah. Hello. Ask somebody down there at work, can't even pay their bills. What do you think about some investments? Hello. No telling where you'll seek advice. Do you know what Saul finally did? I'm talking about the fear of God not talking to you. Saul finally killed himself. Took a sword, fell on it. Committed suicide. Oh my. Proverbs says, he that turneth his ear from hearing God, even his prayers will be an abomination. You get too busy for hearing from God, wanting to hear a word from God. God says, when you come and call on me, says, your prayers will be an abomination. I love what old Vance Havner said about it. He said, the devil has chloroformed the atmosphere of the air. He said, we need to tear down the do not disturb sign. Snap out of our stupor. Come out of our coma. Awake from our apathy and cry out, speak, Lord, we're here listening. Yeah. Yeah. He's chloroformed the whole religiosity of America. We need to awake. Say, God, if you'd speak one more time, I'll get a static. Could I close with this thought and I'm done? Hebrews chapter number 5. Could I mention last of all this? We've looked at the standard of spiritual ear. We ain't forgot why we're here, are we? What we started out doing. Faith now. That's God working faith into our life. How does He do it? He does it through our spiritual senses, 5 senses. And it commences God giving you ears to hear. So you're not asking yourself this morning, have I ever prayed the sinner's prayer? You're not asking yourself, have I ever made a profession of faith? I'm not asking myself if I've ever been baptized or joined the church. No, I ain't asking myself none of those things. I'm asking myself this morning, do I have ears to hear God? Does God talk to me? That's the standard of spiritual hearing. The source is through a word. Scarceness. God's not speaking. How come? Because His people, they're dull of hearing. They're not listening. So He's just shut up. He's saying nothing. And here they're running to and fro trying to get help. They'll probably end up killing themselves before it's over with. Huh? Washington's got plans for us. You ain't even got no idea. Ooh, you'll need a word if you're going to get through all what they got planned. Last of all, I would mention the shepherd of spiritual hearing. I would mention Hebrews chapter number 5, if you got your Bible there. First of all, I would want to just mention this. You can do with it what you want to. The shepherd over our hearing. Shepherd over our hearing. If I want to make sure my ears are cleaned out, Jesus said twice in the Gospels, to be careful about your hearing. He said this, be careful what you hear. See, a lot of times what you hear can get a lot of spiritual wax in your ear and God won't talk to you because you can't hear Him. What you hear? I had to deal with that this past week in my own life. We went to our home church last week and the preacher preached on self-control. Temperance. He's preaching through the fruits of the Spirit. Her and I come out of church and we said, man, he sure give it to them this morning, doesn't he? Now, he give it to somebody, but he won't them. God spoke to me about what you listen to, hearing. You dull your senses. Woo, dull them quick. Dull them quick. Spiritual hearing. You listening to me? Then he said not only to be careful what you hear, but he said be careful how you hear. And you, if you're coming over here to church, Man, you want to surely make sure you've had you a few minutes alone and ringed out your ear, get all that spiritual wax out of ears, because you never can tell. God will talk while you're over here, and you don't want to miss a chance getting static. So there's a shepherd over here. But the last thought I want to leave with you is in Hebrews chapter number 5, not only the shepherd over our hearing, but the shepherd of obedience in our hearing. What is the greatest thing that could dull your hearing this morning and God not talk to you, even if you've got ears? And I believe there's some of you sitting here this morning, you are saved. God has given you ears to hear. He ain't talking to you because they're dull. What would dull your ears? Writer of Hebrews tells us in Hebrews chapter number 5, if you've got your Bible there, and verse number 11. Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull hearing. He's talking to God's people, people with ears. He said, your ears have become dull. How come they got dull? He said in verse 12, for the time you ought to be teachers, you have one that needs to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. Do you know, there's some of you sitting here this morning, you've been saved long enough to be teaching. And you ain't ever taught nothing. You ain't even interested in no Sunday school class. Oh, grace, that'd be the furthest thing from your mind. Man, they couldn't use my gifts. I'm too talented. I know everything. Well, I didn't even have to come over here. I just do them a favor. You listening to me this morning? Watch the text now. Don't miss this. This is so good. He says, for everyone in verse 13 that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. What is milk? It is that which you get from the Bible through somebody else. I was wondering this morning, is most of what you know about the Bible, you got it from him? You say this morning, preacher, 99% of everything I got from the Bible, I got it from Brother Scott. Could I tell you this morning, I know one thing, God ain't talking to you because you're dull of hearing. If everything you get from the Bible, you get it from somebody else. It's called milk. It's called being a baby. It's called being dull of hearing. The only way you can intensify your own sense of hearing, look at verse 14, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of a full age. They don't want a milk. They want the cow. And they've opened up the Bible and they're cutting them some cow oil. And while they're eating, they get ecstatic. Because God's talking to them. Huh? Talking about our sense of hearing. It is where all faith commences. I was thinking this morning about God just saying a word. I was thinking about Jonathan Edwards, the great preacher of the Reformation. He preached a couple of powerful sermons. Thousands of people were swept into the kingdom. I was wondering myself, wonder how he got saved. He must have went down the Romans Road big time, prayed the sinner's prayer. This is what Jonathan Edwards said about his own conversion. He said, while reading 1 Timothy 4:17 one morning, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Jonathan Edwards said he read that verse one morning. He said, there came into my soul such a glory, and it was as it were diffused throughout my soul as a sense of the glory of God. He said, I was immediately overjoyed with rapturous thoughts of God and was never, ever the same the rest of my life. Jonathan Edwards called it his salvation experience. God got inside of him and talked to him, and old Jonathan Edwards said that he got joyous. Amy Carmichael, the great missionary of yesterday, she said that God gloriously saved her while she was listening to two or three little girls one morning sing, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." She said, "God spoke and awakened my soul that there was a God." Old Martin Luther, the great preacher of putting the nails on 95 theses on the Catholic wall and withdrawing from the Catholic Church, fighting Satan one day, he wrote that great song, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." He said, "The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fail him." Martin Luther said, if God was to speak one word, he said, the devil will have to bow and take his stinking hands off of me. Whoa. Man, can you imagine if God was to speak this morning, the devil would leave you alone? Whoa. The devil might be one of these. Huh? God speaking. I'm talking about the Lord speaking to us, our sense of spiritual hearing. I'm glad for the day that God gave me ears to hear. I'm glad for the day when He began to fine-tune and give me an ear for what the Spirit saith unto me, wanting to give Him my undivided attention. By the way, in closing, you heard anything from Him lately?